Hi there, Nathan. Thank you for holding. My name is Paul. I'm the Regional Pricing Director. Kara wanted me to get on the line here to, you know, of course, get you the details of our service, to answer any questions you might have. Also, though, to apply a reduced rate for your business still less than a year old. A happy Tuesday, by the way. How's your day going so far?
Just going good so far.
Good, good. I'm glad to hear that. So, you know, I do have your file here in front of me, and I'm sure that you not only use Google yourself, you're probably also at least somewhat familiar with that local map or that pack that pops up right near the top of the page. That, of course, is where, well, it's where we all go as consumers to find the service or the location that we're looking for. And that's the power of this particular listing. People will not need to already know the name of your business to pick up the phone and call you directly. They will be seeing you on that search when they type in power washing, pressure washing, exterior surface cleaning, roof wash, soft wash, whatever they might type in. Your company will pop up as one of those top options. Now, of course, as you use Google yourself, you know that you will not be the only company that pops up on that person's search, and ultimately not everyone who sees you on that first page will decide to call you, but the ones that do call you will be calling you because they saw something that they like. They're calling you pretty much at that point hoping you're available to do the job and already thinking if your price is fair, they want to hire you for your services. So it's a very high conversion rate. It's very, very different than paying for the same lead that your competitors are paying for, chasing down that potential customer, you know, dealing with someone who knows they're going to get several bids and several phone calls. I mentioned that because Tara attached the Angie Leads or the Home Advisor profile page here. I know that's a lead-based service. Is it a service you're using right now? Are you paying for leads currently?
Yes.
How do you like that service overall? Is it getting you business? Are you getting
your jobs
out of it?
I just got signed up like 2 days ago.
Oh, you did? Okay, so very new to that service. Now,
yes.
There is no conflict. You don't have to stop using Home Advisor to be a top option on that first page, or I guess they're calling themselves Angie Leads now, the combination of Angie's and Home Advisor. But a lot of my clients that have a lead-based service, even the ones that have more experience and even admitted success with their lead service, whether it's the one that you've got or, you know, Thumbtack, Networks, any of those others, most of my clients prefer direct phone calls, and a lot of them find that they're able to scale back on paying for leads. Some of them cap them at a lower amount. Others keep their leads paused more often. Some of my clients will actually shut their leads off altogether. Google is the world's largest electronic word-of-mouth system on the face of the planet, so you're going to reach a much larger target audience. And, of course, as a young company, to be able to compete with and even win the job over a bigger, well-established business, that's a powerful thing. Now, Tara did not attach a website here. Is there not currently a website for Ozark Pressure Washing?
I have a website for Ozark Pressure Washing.
You have a website. Okay, so I'll have to remind Tara that it's her job to attach that website here so I don't have to look for it. But it's good that you have a website because you see a value to getting direct phone calls. Now, of course, a website is a very powerful conversion tool. When people see it, they're compelled to call you if they like what they see on the website. But a website is only as powerful as the number of eyes that will see it. And basically, since most consumers don't go past the first page, unless your website's right where they're looking, which is on that first page, it's kind of the digital equivalent of a billboard on a dirt road. It's there, but most people don't happen upon it on their own. And what you would want is for people to be able to pick up that phone and call you directly without already knowing the name of your business. So that's exactly what you're going to get with this particular service here. Now, I am looking at your website right now, and I look at websites all day long. You've got a website that's functional. There's information about your services. You know, it's neither the best nor is it the worst, but, you know, as long as people can see it, it's definitely something that people would want to call you over. And, of course, you know, talking about house washing, trash bins, you do soft wash, and that's not something that every power washer does. So that's great. And we will do very targeted marketing. So, and it's mostly residential, right? But are you able to take on commercial work too?
Yeah, I actually do a lot of commercial work at the moment.
Do you have a preference of commercial over residential or vice versa?
Not really. I mean, whatever I can get until my schedule is completely full, I'm down to do it.
Yeah, that's good. Yeah, I mean, work is work, right? And it's good to have those options. And, of course, in this case, then, we'll be targeting both residential and commercial clients, so you will get those calls directly to you. And, again, no matter how many calls you get or jobs you do, it's a flat rate, whether it's 15 jobs a month or 50 jobs a month. Now, because we have to create the content necessary to have you pop up as a top option, this is not just for Google. They're not just for Google and Bing. You'll be verified and recognized by the search engines as an active business in the local area, which you are currently. If I type in your business by name, I see information pop up. But more importantly, we'll create almost 70 different destinations and directories, everything from a fully optimized Facebook page, a Yelp listing, Super Pages, Manta, to dozens and dozens of other directories not as known to the public but still equally important. And, of course, that's the content that Google and Bing will see when someone does a keyword search, all of that content talking about your services and your service area and reinforcing the fact that you provide those services. And, of course, that's what's going to have you outrank your competitors. Now, as far as that Google listing goes and the website, is that something you did yourself or did somebody else do that for you?
Yeah, I did the website all myself and designed the logo and all that stuff.
Good. Yeah, you did a great job. And, of course, you know, every smart business should be PIN verified. You know, it's pretty easy to do, as you realize. And it's great, especially for an established company where people will be looking for you on their own and they can find that listing. But for a new business, I mean, unless they see you parked at the neighbor's, they're probably not looking specifically for Ozark pressure washing, but they are going to be looking for pressure washing or power washing or anything else. So we'll create that content to have that listing. And again, we'll use that existing listing. If you didn't already have one, we would have created one for you with you as the owner, but we will ask for managerial access to the existing Google listing so that we can update it, add content, attach to it all the directories necessary to get you on that first page. Now, as far as pricing goes, the new business rate, that's by far the lowest rate that we offer. We want to make it affordable, especially for young businesses. It is a promotional rate, but not an introductory rate. So it's actually a fixed rate. It'll never go up no matter how long you use the service. It is an exact amount. There's no taxes or fees or surcharges or lead fees. It's really more of an assistance program, if you will, just to make it more affordable for young businesses, because we know that while it is a month-to-month service and there are no long-term contracts, our clients will stay with it long-term, because it's profitable to be on that first page. So as a young company less than a year in, we would actually reduce the cost of the service to you by a little bit over 50%. It would actually save you exactly $200 every month, and it would bring the rate down from what would have otherwise been $399 a month to a fixed flat rate of just $199. And that $199, like I said, would be the exact amount, no taxes or fees or surcharges or lead fees. Now, I know that you said you just did sign up with the Angies and, you know, haven't really tested the waters yet, but have you even gotten any leads yet?
Yes, I have gotten a couple leads.
You have, okay.
They ended up being scams, of course, but, you know.
Well, it is going to be hit or miss. That's kind of a par for the course with a lead-based service where, you know, you get the same lead that your competitors are chasing down. And do you know about how much you're paying per lead? I mean, of course, it's going to vary depending on the size of the job, but do you know about how much you're spending?
I think it's between, like, $20 and $60.
Okay,
maybe.
Yeah. Yeah, that sounds about fair. You know, usually it's somewhere between 30 and 50, but if they're broadening that range a little bit, certainly for the bigger jobs, or at least something that looks on paper to be a bigger job, you would be expected to pay more for the lead, although you're not any more likely to get that job. So those lead fees can add up pretty quick. So we're talking about, what, 3 to 6, maybe 7 leads for, you know, what we would be charging in a month of direct phone calls. Now, what I'm going to do real quick here, and it's going to be for 20 miles, but I'm keeping it, the Arkansas side of it. Tara says you're not going into Missouri, you're not licensed to do work over there.
Yeah, not licensed to do work there.
Gotcha. So I'm going to exclude that, but it's still going to be, you know, roughly 20 miles in all other directions, and it's it's populating the 7, 8, 9 of the more popular search phrases. So I would say that accounts for about 80% of what people would type in, but someone might type in best residential roof washer near me or something like that, right? I mean, those types of searches are not populating in the top 9, but I would think this is about 80% of the different searches that people might type in, everything else, you know, encompassing another 10%. But so this is not an exhaustive search by any stretch of the imagination, but just in the last 30 days for the 9 most popular search phrases for power washing, pressure washing, etc., I'm seeing 1,814 searches. Now, of course, that's not 1,800 people doing a single search. People like to search a couple of times in a couple of different ways, and I'm definitely not telling you you're going to get 1,800 phone calls. But the reason I'm even bringing it up, and Google's been tracking this for a very long time, and it has always historically fallen within the same margin for error. The businesses that are on the first page will see between 1% and 2% of the total number of searches for their services translating into direct phone calls. So 1,800, 1% is 18 phone calls, 2% would be 36 phone calls. If we're going to scale that up and add everything else that someone might type in and things that you can be found for, but this particular search excluded. And if you're looking at 20 to 40 phone calls directly to you from someone who saw your website first before they called you, even a modest conversion rate is going to easily offset the cost of that $199 and then some. Now, one thing that I can do, because you are so new to the Angies, and I'm not expecting you to shut it off right away, although you may find that you're able to get enough work without using that service, and you might shut those leads off altogether. But for right now, it is still active, and there is a promo code in our system, if I can just find it. There it is. It's not specifically for Angies. We have absolutely nothing at all to do with them. But this is a promo code that I'm adding because you are spending advertising dollars elsewhere. What it does is it does allow me to reduce the cost of the setup fee by an amount of my choosing. I might normally do 20 or 30%. Sometimes I'll do 50%. But I know that you just signed up with that service. I know you probably paid a membership fee, and like you said, those leads between $20 and $60 even, that might add up pretty quick for you. I'm going to take $200 off of your setup fee. That's 66% off of the $299 setup fee, dropping it down to just a one-time setup fee of $99. It would attach to only that first month, and of course, every month after that, it would be that fixed flat rate of $199. So you're saving $500 in your first month. Every month after that, you do save the $200 off the normal cost of the service. Now, obviously, we're looking to find the right company. We can only work with one business at a time per area and industry. Is that something that you would want for Ozark Pressure Washing, that first page placement, make it a lot easier for people to find that website?
Yeah, that's nice and all, but y'all are also like the fourth company to say this exact same deal today.
And we've been around since 2004. They stole our business model, and they call us and pretend they're potential customers. So I'm not surprised to hear that. What held you back from moving forward with somebody else?
Price point. That's the biggest thing.
Okay. So and what has been actually offered from others?
$100 a month and no setup fees.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, there are other services out there that have different price points, and I know it all sounds fairly similar, and if I called around looking for a pressure washer, I mean, I might end up talking to some unlicensed guy who's renting his equipment and has almost no experience, but he's telling me he can can pressure wash my house, right? And, oh, he's the cheapest guy, too, so let me hire that guy. And cheapest doesn't always mean best, right? You want to get what you're paying for, so...
No, like, what I'm saying is, like, people, like, that are selling your, like, service that you're selling right now, I've had 4 different people today call me about that service.
Yeah, I understand that, right.
Yeah, yeah.
I understand that completely. And you're looking for, obviously you wouldn't be taking this call if you weren't interested, but as of yet, you're not moving forward with anybody else, right? So what's it going to take my end? I mean, is that price point fair to you? Or, I mean, is that $199 a concern for you? I mean, I'd hate to have to call you back in 6 or 8 months the next time the position might be available, have you tell me that you went with somebody else and it didn't work out. So if there's something that I can do to make this maybe a little bit more affordable for you, you know, was it something you might want to try?
Yeah, it'd be something I'd be interested in trying if you can get it cheaper. That's the biggest thing.
Well,
because I'm just starting out, and I got so many other different things, and I got new equipment and being pulled in every direction, and
I
take on something like that. It helps the business, but
understandable. Okay. Yeah. Yeah, and that's obviously why Tara wanted me to apply that new business rate and why that is the biggest reduction in the cost that we offer to the public. You know, obviously, like I said, I would be able to reduce your setup fee. If I was able to not just take off $200 off of that setup fee, but waive the entire setup fee, save you an extra $99. I mean, you do already have a website, so we don't have to build that website, but there is, of course, still an awful lot of content that we would have to create for you. That would drop it down to $199. I mean, ours is a comprehensive service, so, you know, it's going to create the content that would actually get you on that first page. I know there's a lot of other companies out there that, you know, sound fairly similar and offer at a lower rate, but most of the time they're just a couple of guys in a basement or a firm overseas or maybe one of these startups that have been around for a year or something like that. We've been around since 2004. That's almost 18 years as we're coming up quick on our 18-year anniversary. We were one of the very first companies that Google wanted to partner up with when they were looking to have professional management of these types of services provided to small and medium-sized businesses. While they do have a nationwide division, they don't have one that really makes these calls to the smaller businesses. You know, the only thing that I can do, and it's the only thing that's in our system that is lower than a new business rate. It's officially going to be coded as a friends and family rate. And, I mean, I'm not going to tell my boss that you're my cousin or I've known you since high school or something like that. But I'd be honest with them. You know, I'd tell them that you're still a fairly young company, less than a year in. Tell them that you're trying the Home Advisor. Of course, that you've got a website, so we don't have to build one. If I can get my supervisor to approve the friends and family rate, it's everything that we talked about, voice-activated searches like Google Home, Amazon Alexa, Siri on a smartphone. It does waive your setup fee, and it would drop that $199 down to $149. If he would approve that, that $149 would be the out-the-door cost to get started, and it would be the recurring fixed flat rate. It would not even go up to the $199. If I can get my supervisor to approve $149, that friends and family rate, would that be fair enough for you to give us the opportunity to get this going, get your reporting and tracking out there to you so you can kind of hold us accountable and just earn your business 1 month at a time?
Yeah. Is this something I can think about and hold back, or you call me back, or does that have to make a decision today?
Well, you know, unlike some of these other companies where, like Google resellers, they'll like, as the name implies, they will sell and resell the same services to competing businesses. So what I'd be able to do, let me just do this here for you, and I'll message my supervisor too at the same time and see if he'll even approve it. And then if not, we'll have to have Tara continue to call through the area. But I'm gonna send you right now a link to our pricing page. It's an SMS message through the computer, but it works just the same way as a text message. So I'm sending that out to you now so you can kind of see what we're talking about. If you can put me on speakerphone and open that up, at the very top of it, it says take control of your online presence in big blue letters. Do you see that?
Say what again?
So I sent a text message out to you for our pricing page, localsplash.com/SEO-packages. Did you receive that text?
Yes.
Okay. So if you open that up and, you know, put me on speakerphone if you need to, it says take control of your online presence in big blue letters. You will be able to track your success. That's another thing I've heard some of these other companies don't do is they don't tell you what's going on, and you can't tell yourself. You're going to be able to see in almost real time, reports update throughout the day, 24/7 access to what we call your client dashboard, so you'll be able to see exactly how much work you're getting, where it's coming from, the breakdown of the keywords and search phrases you're listed for. You can monitor your reviews. You are going to have reviews, and they will be on different platforms because we'll create almost 70 different directories because that's what Google looks at. Not all of them, but about 80% of them allow someone to write a review. So you'll have reviews on Google, Bing, Yelp, Facebook, Foursquare, wherever those reviews are originally populate, they'll repopulate right on your tracking and your reporting. So you can, in one spot, request reviews, respond to reviews, or even have us respond to those reviews for you, kind of maintain and manage your online reputation. Like I said, we've been in business since 2004, over 17 years of experience. That 4.9 out of 5-star client satisfaction rating, obviously, when we offer our services month to month, not everyone does. If they're trying to lock you into a contract, that's something that you don't really want, right? But we offer our services month to month. We obviously have to earn your business, get your phone ringing, get you those jobs to keep you a satisfied client. What I wanted to show you was the Google Ads partnership badge, that Google logo in that little box. You can click right on that. That is not just copy and paste it off of the internet. That is our official badge of authenticity provided to us from Google. And if you click right on that, it does go directly to google.com/partner. So, of course, you can see right on Google's website that Local Splash is a Google partner. And anyone who tells you they can get you on that first page really does need to be a Google partner. The local map algorithm makes changes all the time, adding new directories, of course. Sometimes they want us to stop creating certain directories. We will always be in that conversation ahead of the curve to keep you on that first page. Now, just below it are the packages. Because you're keeping it fairly local, just about 20 miles, we're talking about the pro package. But I would be able to include most of the bells and whistles off of the Platinum and Platinum Premier packages, just not the paid Facebook ads or the paid Google ads, because those are the things that really drive up the cost of those packages, costs that we incur to run those ads. But things like the call and conversion tracking, the dashboard access, Amazon Alexa, I can include that in the pro package. Again, although it's listed at $399 with the $299 setup fee, if I can get my supervisor to approve that $149, it would be the out-the-door cost. Of course, the setup fee would be waived entirely. Now, you are Monday through Friday, Monday through Saturday. When would you want to be found online?
Usually Monday through Saturday is when I usually work.
Okay, Monday through Saturday. Are you taking cash, check, credit card, anything like Venmo or PayPal, anything like that, Cash App?
I can accept anything just about.
Okay, perfect. Yeah. Well, hang on one second. I just heard that chime, so I know my supervisor has responded. It says, Paul, for this still fairly young company, especially one that is using Home Advisor. He still calls it Home Advisor, not Angie Leads. I would be more than happy to approve your request for the friends and family rate of $149, especially since he has a website already. I'm looking forward to helping this young business to grow and thrive in a digital age where just about everyone goes online for the service that they need. It actually says, Paul, it's about time you use a friends and family rate. Now, that's kind of funny. It's also kind of true. I mean, obviously, the new business rate is already below our operating cost, to be honest with you, to create the content to get you on that first page when we're not doing a setup fee, and even though we're not doing a website, we would still spend more in time and resources, and in some cases the direct cost to create that content than that $199, and especially at $149. But you know, like I said, our clients stay with it long term. I've been with the company myself. April 17th was my 9-year anniversary. I've got clients that have been with me from the beginning or almost from the beginning, but as a business, we've got clients that have been with us longer than I have, 10, 12, 14, 16 years. So I definitely know that we can get your phone ringing and kind of earn your business. It would then be for the $149, again, no setup fee.
Okay.
Okay. So if that's something that you would want for your business, like I said, it is month to month. There are no long-term contracts. You would get the detailed reporting and the tracking, so you'll be able to hold us accountable. Now, everything that we create, all of the different directories, will have their own clickable icons right through your client dashboard. So you can click on every one of those. You can see that that content is created, that it's all accurate, that it's all consistently branding your business, that it all does link back to your existing website. That's what's necessary to have you pop up ahead of your competitors, okay? You'll have a downloadable app that you can use as well to track your phone calls and things like that. So like I said, we make it as easy as possible for you to see exactly how much work you're getting. I mean, like I said, it is a month-to-month service, so we've got to earn your business. Like I said, with my supervisor's approval, it'd be $149, no setup fee. That's a fixed rate. It'll never go up. It's also an exact amount. So pretty easy to budget for. You always know in advance how much it bills. A lot different than a lead-based service where unless you've got a hard cap on those leads, it would vary depending on how many leads you get and how much each lead costs. So if it's something that you would want to do for your business, I would do a couple of things. One, I would take a look at our client interview calendar to schedule a follow-up call with our technician. That's kind of where we dot the I's and cross the T's, get all the information that I need, that we need to create that content, verify information off of your website and information that I have. That would be a follow-up call. I would now, if you wanted to move forward, read what's called a voice verification. We're required as Google Premier Partners to read this before we can even ask for any form of payment. It gets recorded through the computer. It attaches to your account as an added form of protection for you, so you know that it is that fixed flat rate, that with my supervisor's approval it would be $149, no setup fee, that it is a month-to-month service, etc. Now, the voice verification is recorded, but you can stop me at any time if you have a question or if you want me to clarify the intent of my question. It is, however, pretty straightforward, and if everything makes sense at the end, we can move forward from there. Is that fair?
Yes, yes. I think I'll try it and see how it goes.
Okay, so let me get that voice verification started here. Just a second, if you don't mind, my voice is a little scratchy. I'm going to cough through that voice verification if I don't take a sip of water. One second here.
Okay.
All right, that's much better. Thank you. So let me get that voice verification set up. Okay. So it reads as follows. It says, welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This part of the call will in fact be recorded for quality assurance to outline your service agreement, and it is an added form of protection for you. It says, in order to ensure the accuracy of your order for the sake of the recording this time, can you please restate the name of your business as you would want that to appear online?
Ozark Pressure Washing.
Okay, and that's exactly how I have that. And then please state your name and your official title within the business.
Nathan Shepherd, owner and operator.
And as the owner and operator of Ozark Pressure Washing, Mr. Shepherd, you are then, of course, authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of your business, right?
Yes.
Of course, you make all the decisions for your company. And then for the billing information that you will be using for our services, Nathan, are you also an authorized user on that account as well?
Yes.
Okay. Now, it says to get results as fast as possible, it is important that you are actively involved in your campaign. And since our job is to make sure that your phone is ringing, make sure that people who need your services are able to contact you directly, we do specifically request that you do in fact agree to be both receptive and responsive in a timely fashion to text messages, phone calls, emails, even coming from both my company and from your potential customers. Nathan, of course, you would agree to that, right?
Yes.
Of course. And it says, in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, we do ask that you would continue to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement. Again, we are already aware of the Angie leads. There is no direct conflict there. The reason that we do ask, though, is all of the additional content that we'll be creating for your company. We certainly would not want you to pay someone else for services that we are already providing. And then equally, or perhaps even more important, is that we'll make sure that all of your business information online stays accurate and consistent. So we're not actually saying you cannot hire someone else, although you definitely will not need to. We are, though, just saying if you do decide to hire someone who you think might also create content for your business online, Mr. Shepherd, we ask that you at least let us know. Nathan, that's fair enough, right?
Yeah, that's fair enough.
Perfect, yeah. We're going to do what's called a NAPW audit. It stands for name, address, phone number, and website. We do that audit in the beginning, and we do it periodically, but if anything new comes along, it's just a good idea to let us know. Now, on that note, you are, of course, service-based. You have to go out to that business or residence to do the service. There's no physical address that we would be promoting for your business online, no brick-and-mortar or storefront that a customer would go to, right?
Yeah, that is correct.
Okay, perfect, yeah. And I did see your Google listing without the address attached. Just if we have to verify anything, though, was that PIN card sent to the 368A Tennyson Loop in Harrison, 72601?
Yes.
It was. Okay, perfect. And then it says, in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, please just let us know if anything new comes along. Like I said, we will do that NAPW audit in the beginning, and we do it periodically. But if something new comes along, we want to make sure, because actually the Angie's has got you listed as Ozark Pressure Washing LLC, and I understand, of course, that it is an LLC, but you said you wanted it to be branded without the LLC, correct?
Yes, that's how I have it set up with the LLC. Is it's underneath Ozark Pressure Washing LLC, but the name is stated as Ozark Pressure Washing.
Ozark Pressure Washing, perfect, yeah. So we'll make sure that that's how it's branded across the board. Oh, boy, they're just testing the fire alarm. They told us they were going to do that between 3 and 4. Still scared me. I mean, because it's been a few minutes past 3 o'clock, and I didn't know when it was going to be, but it's over and done with. Loud in my ear and obnoxious, but over. Can't say that for everybody. But anyway, so let me pick up where I left off here. With all of the reductions in cost that I'm applying and everything that my supervisor was allowing me to apply here, this will be of course, officially the friends and family rate with no setup fee. So this next part reads as follows. It says your payment for the initial term will be charged today in the very discounted total amount of the $149, officially the friends and family rate. This is both a fixed rate and a flat rate, meaning it will never go up, not at any time, not for any reason, not even by a penny, and it is in fact an exact amount, no taxes, no fees, no surcharges of any kind. Of course, there is no lead fees whatsoever, as the calls will come directly to you. This does include content on Google, Bing, all the additional relevant directories, and voice-activated searches, too, like Google Home, Amazon Alexa, Siri, and Cortana on a smartphone, etc. Now, when the term is completed, the agreement will be set to automatically renew with recurring billing on the 7th of the month and that same exact discounted rate of $149. And once again, Nathan, that rate will never go up on you. It is a service that is offered completely at will, which of course means at any time, for any reason, no questions asked, no fees involved. You may absolutely discontinue your agreement, or pause it. If you get more work than you can take on, need to go on vacation or pause the service seasonally, it is offered month to month. All that we do request to prevent charges to your next month of service is you would contact our client support team and contact them at least 3 days before your billing date. That, Mr. Shepherd, is simply because we are, in fact, closed on the weekend. Nathan, do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
Okay, so that does conclude the voice verification. And that first payment, is that going to be on a MasterCard, Visa, American Express, or Discover? What does work best for you, sir?
MasterCard.
And is it your name on that card, the business name, or both? How does that appear?
Both.
Okay. And is it, it's Nathan, N-A-T-H-A-N, and then Shepherd, S-H-E-P-A-R-D. Is there a middle initial there as well?
It's S-H-E-P-P-A-R-D.
Oh, an extra P in there. Let me make sure I update that. But no middle initial. And then it does say Ozark Pressure Washing on there as well?
Yes, that is correct.
Okay, and then Mr. Shepherd, you said that was a MasterCard. I'm actually ready for that number whenever you are, sir.
5154-2289-0040-4203.
Okay, and then the expiration month and year?
0723.
And the last three digits on the back of the card?
846.
I've got 846 on the back of the card, and then it's 07 of 2023, July of 2023. The card itself, was it 5154-2289-0040-4203?
That is correct.
And does that bill at the 368A Tennyson Loop? 72601?
Yes.
Okay. Now, in about a minute here, you will receive a confirmation email through our automated system. It does have our client support phone number and the hours of operation on there. But if you do have a pen handy, I'd be more than happy to give you that information now.
Okay. Let me just pull up my notes on my phone real quick, and I'll just type it down real quick.
That's exactly what I do, and it usually lives there. If not, sometimes I transfer it somewhere else, but most of my stuff, and it goes back years, just keep them in the notes.
Yeah, I have hundreds of, I have thousands of notes that I write down real quick.
I bet, yeah. And then, at some point I go through them, I'm like, I don't even know what that is or what it means. I think I can delete that one, and it never does come back to haunt me. But it's always important at the moment, so I put it in there. That toll-free number is 877-635-6225. Again, that's 877-635-6225. And then it's simply option one or extension one to reach a live client support agent. And Mr. Shepherd, you can reach a live agent Monday through Friday. That is 6 p.m. Central Time, 9 to 6. You can email the support team 24/7. If you email the support team before or after hours, they will follow up with you within that following business day. You can email the support team support@localsplash.com. Now, you'll receive all of that information by way of email in about a minute. You'll also receive an additional email, that first month's email. That invoice will be sent out to you separately. There's a link on the invoice email to the written terms and conditions. That's everything that we just went over in the voice verification provided for you in writing. You'll also receive that link by direct text message. And since our emails get sent out in bulk every couple of minutes, you may even receive the text message before you receive the email. But when you receive one or the other or both of those, please just let me know. I did want to walk you through just a couple of things there. The only other order of business, did you already receive it?
Yeah.
Okay. So it's the invoice, is the Local Splash initial invoice. It's got the invoice at the bottom of it, and in the body of the email, it says, please click here to accept the subscription terms. Do you see that? And the blue.
That phone number that you gave me earlier, I just wanted to make sure that it was right.
Yeah, so it's 877 8775-635-6225. It actually spells out 877-63-LOCAL, but it's 877-635-6225.
Okay.
Okay.
I had a couple of them.
You got it. You got it now, though. And it's option one for client support. And like I said, you will in a minute also receive the welcome email. That welcome email does have that information on there along with the support email address,
okay,
too. Now, the only other order of business on my end is to schedule that follow-up call with our technician. We are already halfway through the last one that gets scheduled at 5, so we'll be looking out to tomorrow. It looks pretty wide open, starting with the first one at 9 o'clock, and the last one again at 5 o'clock is actually available tomorrow. Looks like the only exception is 2 o'clock. The call takes about 25 or 30 minutes. We schedule on the hour. It takes about half that time. You don't have to be in front of a computer for that particular phone call. Did you want something as early as 9, as late as 5, or somewhere in the middle there?
Trying to think what I got to do tomorrow.
Okay.
Let's do like 10, I guess.
10? Yeah, we can do 10. It'll be scheduled from 10 until 11. The call will probably get to you just a few minutes after 10, get you off the phone pretty close to 10:30. You'll receive a reminder email at 9, an hour prior to that call, and then I'm sending you now a calendar invite to the email we've got on file. It's going to say local splash CIENG. That just stands for client interview to be conducted in English. Sometimes people ask me what that means. It's really more for your records. You don't have to respond to it, although many people do, and there's no problem if you do. Did you happen to receive either the text message or the email that our system should have sent out to you?
Which ones?
It looks like the welcome email is in the queue to be sent out, but the one that we're looking for should have already been sent. It's the local splash initial invoice.
I just got the welcome one.
Okay, so if you click on the invoice email, it says, "Dear Nathan Shepherd, thank you for choosing Local Splash," and then it says, "Please click here to accept the subscription terms." It's got the invoice below that. But if you click on the click here, that is hyperlinked. It does go to where the text message should open up immediately, which is the Local Splash Terms of Experience. On the left side, it talks about the services, starting with Google Business Profile Optimization. Is that what you see?
Yeah.
Okay.
So do I just go down to the...
Yeah, just down at the bottom. There's the small box above the long line that says, "I certify that I'm the authorized holder and signer of the card." We do want you to click on that box. The longer box below it with the arrow pointing towards it, click or tap there. Type in or copy and paste your name as it appears. It is case sensitive. If you copy and paste it, just be careful to not copy a space before it or after it. But once you've got your name in that box, just go ahead and click the confirm signature box below it. Now that does a couple of things. First of all, it lets us know that you know that it is the flat rate, that we waived the setup fee, that it's just the $149, that'll never go up on you. It also does allow us to do an initial NAPW audit to verify any information that's already out there, to fix it if it's not accurate. So it's an important step in the process, and you'll know that you are successful in submitting that when it takes you to the next screen and asks you for a username and a password. Do you see that?
Yep. Do I just type it on in and type it on that?
Well, actually, you don't have to worry about it altogether. It's coming from my.localsplash.com, which is the same dashboard portal that you'll be accessing for your tracking and your reporting system. So the automated system thinks you're trying to log in right now, which is actually why it's asking you for a username and password. I think if you were able to put in the username and password, it would actually give you an error message that the dashboard hasn't been activated yet. We'll activate that with the content that we'll get from the client interview tomorrow. I can give you the username, though. The username is just your phone number, area code included, but not the dashes, spaces, or parentheses. So the username is always going to be just the numbers, 870-688-0452. Actually, that's going to be in the calendar invite that I'm sending to you as well. It's got your name, it's got your username, and it's got your actual phone number. And any correspondence to the support@localsplash.com email, that's the catch-all for everything related to your account. You can send anything and everything there. Please do just reference either your phone number or your username, which are basically the same thing. Tomorrow when they do the client interview, they'll officially give you photos at localsplash.com for the photos department and a couple of other things. Other than that, though, you're all set and squared away on my end here. In the next day or so, once your client dashboard is activated, we'll officially email and text you out your username again with a default password that you can use to access your tracking and your reporting. You can keep it if you like or change it as you see fit once you're able to log in. Now, it is going to be someone else from our client interview team giving you that follow-up call tomorrow. That is scheduled at 10 o'clock, so it will be in that 10 to 11 o'clock hour, take about half of that time. But other than that, I wanted to be the first to say welcome aboard. You've already done a lot to get your business on that first page. We're going to take it from there, make sure that you actually are popping up for keywords related to your services. We'll get into those services and everything else tomorrow in that follow-up call. But I'm looking forward to getting this going, keeping your phone ringing, and earning your business just 1 month at a time.
Thank you.
Pleasure speaking with you, Mr. Shepherd. You take care, sir. You enjoy the rest of the evening.
You too.
Bye-bye. I sure will. Thank you. Thank you very much. Take care. Bye-bye now.